Well, please turn with me to the passage that we read together earlier. And you know, it's as if we need reminding. We shouldn't need reminding, but we're forgetful, aren't we, all of us? We see the effects of sin upon us. We're getting older. Sorry, I'm not trying to be morbid tonight. But believe it or not, it's a fact. We're getting older. As my daughter says, Dad, you're getting greyer. You're talking to yourself, Dad. Why are you talking to yourself? And I always remember the answer my mum gave me when I used to ask my mum, why are you talking to yourself? And my mum used to say, you'll find out when you get older. And I'm finding out. But there we are. But we, if you're a child of God, and I want you all to take note of this because it's precious. You are a new what?
Creation.
And what we're saying by that, the old has gone and the new has come. And for me, and I know I've said this here before, it was at a boys' brigade camp that I was saved. And I went to that boys' brigade camp, I've said this here before, just to play cricket. We won't say much about cricket, particularly with the West Indies, but that's another story. Anyway, but I enjoyed playing cricket, sports, or football, and I only went to boys' brigade camp for that. They had a Bible time, which I'll be honest, I wasn't interested in. But to have a week away from mum and dad, great. I can put up with someone talking about the Bible for about 15 or 20 minutes. Well, actually, it's in like 40 minutes. So don't they never stop, do they? They go on and on and on. Anyway, there we are. But there we are. But do you know, it was at that boys' brigade camp on a Wednesday there in Devon, where the preacher man said, if you're not a Christian, you're in a swamp. And I was ready to punch him. I wanted to give him a Tyson hook. You know what I mean? He was a boxer, for those of you who wondered who Tyson. And he pointed round to everybody at this boys' brigade camp. He said, if you're not a Christian, the more you riddle, the deeper you'll sink. Well, I was really getting angry. And then he said it the third time. But when he said it the third time, there was something that suddenly got to me. Because he said, if you die in that condition without God, you'll be separated from all eternity and you'll go to hell. Not many people talk about hell, but this guy was straight down the line. And I thought, what if? If this preacher at the boys' brigade camp, what if he's right? Can I afford not to listen? Well, I thought after the service, I'm not going to go and see him. I'm going to my tent. Thinking, relief, great. I went to my tent. Do you think I had relief? Do you think it was great going back to my tent? No. I felt restless. I felt, dear me. And certain things a preacher said, I thought, who's been eavesdropping? Has he been listening to my conversations, to my mates? You know, because on certain parts, he was talking about my life. Cut an incredibly long story short. Went to the tent. The guy named Eddie Vass gave me a verse of scripture. 1 John 1, 9. What does that 1 John 1, 9 says? Who can tell me? Yangi, you're all not going to sit and spectate tonight. Nathan, I'm going to welcome. All right, 1 John 1, 9. What does it say? If you...
Confess our sins.
Yeah, keep going.
He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Tremendous. Great. And some of you are saying it even without the Bible and with the Bible. Tremendous. Great. What a verse. And that's been my verse I'm holding on to. And it may seem a long way to introduce my point here, but I think it's relevant and it's important. Because I want to remind you all, yes, for me, I was brought at that boys' brigade camp from darkness into light, following Jesus. And because of that, I can say, I'm a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. And in the same way, here was Paul reminding the Christians. And we need reminding, don't we? It's amazing. People, you've been saved. You should be rejoiced. Well, you know what I'm like. They can't hook me up. I've got to move around. Sorry, Nathan. I'll pick up the pieces when I'm gone. But there we are. But you know, with that said, the old has gone and the new has come. And it's wonderful. Because here, in this passage here, Paul is reminding the Christians, remember what the state you're in. And I could quote loads and loads of verses, and I thought, no, I'm not going to quote loads and loads of verses. So we're going to look at three things tonight. Three things. Point number one, I want you to notice the believer is in a new position. Now, I've already said that, you know that. But under the new position, I want you to listen very carefully now, because we're either, position number one, there's a first stage where the first stage is we're born without Christ. Nobody's born a Christian. You're born without Christ. And that is not a good state to be in. But that's where we're born in sin. We're Adam, we know, as a result of what happened there all those years ago, many years ago, and it's not millions. Anybody talk about millions, tell them they're wrong. Okay? When the Lord, he created heaven and earth. As we know, Adam and Eve, they disobeyed God. They ate of the fruit that God told them not to eat of. And then sin came into the world. And it's affected all of us. Your mind, your heart, your whole lot. We know that, don't we? Basic. We know it. Okay. So, stage number one. Born without Christ. We know that. That's the obvious. But we need to do something about it. Because it's not a good state to be in, is it? Without Christ. But then let's look at another stage, the second stage. So the second stage, gotta be, if you're a Christian, is the stages we're in Christ, meaning we've been saved. There came a time when we realized we couldn't continue as we are. We've been rejoicing as a church. I'm involved in Globe Cafe, meeting lots and lots of international students. So every 6 weeks there's a car load or minibus load that comes to our church. I'm desperate to get the people in. Black, white, purple, pink, yellow, whatever country, China, Taiwan, Romania, loads of international students. Some of them come, they're said from Taiwan and China, they're taking pictures of the hymns and videoing. We don't have this in our country, and it's great, and it's great. And some of us, we get it, and we get too used to it, and we just get in one ear and it goes out the next. And that's a danger, isn't it? We get too used to it. And we don't treasure it, people, as we should. Do we? Same for Dalton King. We don't. But these people are coming. And what a joy it was in January, 17th of January. This young girl we've been praying for. Her name's Iona. Sorry, Ioana. I always say that. Her name is Ioana. Came through to know and love the Lord Jesus. I tell you what, since January, she wants to be at the meetings. Bible study, my wife's been doing a Christianity Explored with her and so on. Tremendous. Absolutely. But we must never give up. Even when it seems so hard to reach some of these folks here. We're not digressing because we're saying the second stage is being saved. When we're in Christ by faith and believing in the finished work of Christ. So what have we said? The believer's new position. I've mentioned three stages. Stage number one, without Christ. What was stage number two? Being saved with Christ, yeah. But then there is a third stage. What's the third stage? This is it. The state of with Christ in glory. Death, heaven, one day that we look forward to. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. What does Paul say? For me to live is Christ. Finish it off for me. To die is gain. And that's that third stage. Heaven, glory. Are you all with me? We're talking about the stages. Stage number one, yeah, horrible stage. We're born without Christ. Not a good stage. We'll go through life, some people for many years. Not a good stage to be in. But then praise God, the second stage, where there comes a point in our lives. For me, it was a Boys Brigade camp where we recognised we couldn't go on as we are. We needed to get right with the Lord. And then the Lord Jesus comes in and saves us. And then we mentioned the third stage. And you'll notice that I have gone on with my various stages. And there we are. So, yeah, stage number one, number two, in Christ. Yeah, so it's all up there. And then the third stage that we've got here. But we're not bound by these things, are we? With Christ. There we are. Okay, so I know some of you are making notes. Incredible. But for the believer, the believer on earth here, being saved. But the third thing, even better for the believer, they're looking forward one day to be with Christ. What a day it will be. Where do you stand? Do you know and love Jesus? Are you looking forward to that day? Come on, people. We've got to. Yeah, praise God. Yes. Okay. I know I may charge you all up, and you couldn't do with me every week, so good. No. Good job. No, too much. No, you couldn't cope with me. There we are. But what a stage to be with Christ. Heaven. And we rejoice. And I really pray, with all the ups and downs of this life, and it's not easy, is it? It's a tough life. There are people hurting inside. I was saying to, being reasonably vague, to couple going through a real difficult time, lots of health issues, you know, in the storm of this life. And I'll say to you all, whatever you're going through, whatever your storm is, health, jobs, redundancy, you know, when I say health, that takes into account lots and lots of things. You're worried because a dear loved one had been diagnosed with something quite serious. Not necessarily cancer, but could be cancer, whatever. You're worried about disappointment. You're worried about the future. You're worried about your family. You're worried about your children. You know the things that drags us down sometimes? The things that gets us. And when it becomes a storm, we don't want it to be a storm, but there are times when it becomes a storm. Remember what Jesus says. And I want you to try and tell me the words that I'm thinking of in my head. Think of Peter. He got up out of the boat. Lord, if it's you, bid me to walk. And he went straight out. And then as soon as he saw the storm and everything getting boisterous, he was afraid. And what did Jesus say? Peter, be not afraid. It is I. Thank you. And we need to hear and listen out for the still small voice in the storms of this life. Jesus says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Do you know, we must believe it, people. It's no good just giving the evangelical nods. You know, we're good at that, aren't we? We're all good at it. But we've got to practice it when we're in it. And there are some people who are really in it. And sometimes it's hard to practice it when you're in it. But God wants us to keep on keeping on for God. Oh, to know this. And Paul here reminding them, you know, be reconciled with one another. Verse 12 onwards. Come on, you've got to get on with each other. Remember where you were. Remember where you are now. The joys of it. Praise God. So, point number one, the believer's new position. But then secondly, what else do I want to say? Well, I better try and keep to look at this, because the second thing I want you to notice here, the believer is a new creature. Yeah, we know that. Yeah. What have we said? New state, new heart, new nature. And, you know, when you become a Christian, I have to say, there are people that I meet on the park where, naturally speaking, if it wasn't for the love of God, I've got nothing in common with them. I'm being honest. I wouldn't go and talk to them ordinarily, but the love of God, so it drives me. I want to talk to them. Because, you know, hell is real. We don't know how long we've got here. And I'll always remember speaking to this man this was the last year on the park. He had got 9 months to live. First guy we walked up to. We normally speak to loads of young people, and we saw this man just sat on the chair, park bench, looking so lonely. So I said, you've got 9 months to live. Okay, I'm really sorry to hear that. And then as we got talking, he says, I'm drinking a bottle of vodka and something else from down south. What do they...
Cider,
thank you.
Not that I do.
Not that. Thank you. Glyn, I need to talk to you afterwards. You know. And every single day a full bottle. And the hospitals have now said they're not gonna operate. They're not gonna do anything because he needs to stop. The more they do it, the more he's gonna get onto it. He's got 9 months to live. What do you say to someone? Well, you tell him that he needs to stop, he knows that. But do you know, he was almost pulling the leaflets out of my hand because he wanted to talk about life. He didn't want to die. He wanted to know more. Is there really a God out there? Is there a God out there that can make a difference? I said, do you know what? There is. Now, we're not trying to drop names and be clever tonight, but I think it's relevant here. If you're not into football, you may not know the name of this person, but in Leicester, Junction 21, there's something called Foss Park. That's a big shopping centre. Some of you may know it. And in January, I was just going into Marks and Spencer's to get something. That's not my normal shop. You know, I'm not like, you know. Anyway, there we are. But just to get something. And I noticed there was a big kerfuffle. There was a fuss around someone that was there. And then someone said, Paul Gascoigne is in here. Paul Gascoigne. And I thought, oh, boy, Gazza. So I went up. I suppose he could have clocked me one because I said, Gazza. I said, do you remember that golden? You know, we talk about football. And then, yeah, got a selfie. And I thought, oh, great. Got a selfie with Gazza. And then I got back to my car. And do you know what? I felt awful. You did not talk about Jesus, Dalton. All you were concerned about getting a selfie. I was angry with myself. I was cross. I was talking to myself, yeah, for about 10 minutes in my car. I thought, I've got to go back. And then as I talked to myself, don't be stupid, you can't go back, he won't be there. So I went to my back of my car, try and carry Bibles and literature with me. Someone gave me, I was preaching at Walton back end of last year, talk about the part work, and you probably may know the guy. Well, he gave me a whole load of Gideon's Bibles, great. Particularly those thin ones and easy to give away. Anyway, got to the back, took out a Bible and lots of literature. I went back to Marks and Spencer. Thought he won't be there. Don't, you're stupid. Why are you going back 10 minutes afterward? I went back there. As I got in, I said, is Gazza around? And someone said, yeah, he's over there. He's by the customer service area. So I went over to the customer service area. And I said, oh, Gazza, here's some literature I should have given you, but I didn't. Would you like to take it? I said, yeah, sure. So he took the leaflets. But then this lady at customer service obviously was wanting a taxi, said the taxi will be another 35 minutes. So by this time I could see he was getting agitated and, you know, he's got a few choice words which we don't talk about or discuss. But anyway, so I just thought, I said, I'll give you a lift, hoping he's not going to say Newcastle. And he said, I'm staying in Burbage, which is quite near Hinckley, just off the M69. So I got in my car, and you know, I started talking to him about the Lord. If I said this man was in tears, he sat in my car with, I'm moving around, with the seatbelt strapped round him, like that, like a little child. He was crying like that. He said, is there really life after death? Absolutely. Gazza, there's life after death. After death. And if you die without God, the Bible speaks of hell. I was, you know, I didn't just blaze in with my evangelical 45s at him, but talked about life and the need to get right. And he says, I carry a Bible around. There's a Bible in my hotel room. I can show you. So when I dropped him off, I said, no, I won't come into your room. And but he took the leaflets. He took my number. And he said, do you want mine? I said, no, I won't, because I don't want, think publicity, I don't want. But, you know, so he took my number, took loads of leaflets. Can I come out on the park with you when you do your work? I don't know about that, but do you know what's happening? Here's a man going to all these shows, talking about his life, and they're giving him thousands and thousands of pounds. And what's happening? Booze, back and drink, vicious circle. What a state. What a state. Oh, it's an awful state to be without Christ. But for the Christian, we're not digressing. The believer is in a new state. The old have gone. New nature. We don't want those things now. It's past. And it's like saying, can I get 2018 back? Can you get 31st of December 2018 back? No. You can't get it back. You can't say, oh, perhaps we can make tomorrow 31st of December. You can't. And in the same way, even stronger than that, Christian, we're in a new state. Rejoice because of what Jesus has done. Come on, happy people. Praise God. We don't mean, you know, just clappy happy and, you know, you put a pin in it and it's all froth and bubble. We're talking real things. Joy in Jesus. And we can know that. Praise God. So new heart. What else can we say? Well, in Adam, we know all fell and were totally deprived under God's wrath. I mentioned that. But in Christ, this is it. Perfectly restored because of Christ's obedience, death, and glorious resurrection. Hey, our faith is real. That's why I love Easter time. Probably the most important calendar date for the Christian, Easter. Because we've got Good Friday. People say, why is it good? Well, actually, it's good because Christ was willing to die for me. Christ was willing to die instead of me. And it's good also because we know on the third day, he rose again. And if Christ was still dead, quite frankly, what's the point of meeting here? Nathan, you're wasting your time. All of them are here. But we're serving a living Saviour. He's alive, people. John, he's alive. Amen. We rejoice, don't we? Whoa, what a God. You know, we can't be dull and boring people. We've got the joy of Jesus. Yeah, and I've had a good sprinkling on my E-number. So, yeah, great. Praise God. I'll see you in another 10 years or whatever. But, you know, but what a joy, though, to know this and to rejoice. Christ, I've done it all. I think of that line of that hymn. What kind of love is this? That Christ should die. What kind of love? It almost doesn't make sense. But he was willing to die, even for the unlovely, like Dalton King. All the way to Calvary, he went, for me, for me. No wonder the Apostle Paul said, he loved me. That, I find that so moving. Yeah, you could put your name there. Glenn, put your name there. Jeez, the Apostle, he loved me. And you know what? He gave himself. You can't go more than that. He gave himself. He gave his all for me, for you. Oh, such love. Incredible. Yeah, I know I'm excited because I find it so incredible. But then you see, there's always a war going on, isn't there? Because the new self, the new nature that we have, the old nature will try and get in there and say, oh, you don't want to go to church. You don't want to carry on. And there's a constant battle. No wonder the Apostle Paul, right, I want someone to find the verse with the tongue twister where Paul said, the good that I would, I do not, and so on. Who's going to find it? What chapter and verse? I said you guys are not just going to sit and spectate. Right, come on, find it, and now could someone read it out? I'm going to sweet it to give anybody, but who can find it? Because good, we know our scriptures. Where is it from? The good that I would, I do not, and the evil, and so on. Yeah?
Romans 7:19.
Right, can you read it for me, please?
For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will to not to do, that I practice.
Incredible. Constant. Then the whole nature. There's a war going on. But we know in Christ, we are more than conquerors. Praise God, sister. More than conquerors. And you know what? He's going to keep us to the end. That's why I love Philippians, is it? Philippians 1:6. He who has begun a good work will complete it until the day of salvation. Incredible. Until he comes again. Is it? Philippians 1:6. Incredible. Amazing. This battle. Because the devil will always want to battle. So, point number one, the believer's new position. Secondly, the believer is a new creation, new state. We know that. And then thirdly, and we've already alluded to this point already. What can we say? New creation. Well, hold on. We rejoice. If we've got any gardeners here, we rejoice when something looks dead. And it's rooted. Well, I don't know about you, I do. It's great. It's a creation. But actually, what we're talking about is even greater than that, isn't it? Because we're talking about the Lord Jesus and the work that he has done. So, the believer's past is gone. Crucified with Christ. That's why we often think of baptism. The death and resurrection. The Christian identifying himself with what Christ did. In dying, and then the rising again, up in newness of life. And it's wonderful. And it's something that we should rejoice in. I've already mentioned that. You can't get it back, can you? You cannot get 2018 back. It's impossible. But then, Hebrews 8 and verse 12, I will be merciful toward their iniquities. And this is the thing I find incredibly searching. The eternal God says, I will remember their sins no more. It's incredible that there's a point where God forgives. And there's a sense where he says, I will remember their sins no more. And I've shared this here before, and I think some of you give me the answer. When the Lord's buried our sins, and it talks about in the bottom of the sea, there's another verse in the Old Testament. Someone can remember that and tell me that. I think it's actually Micah. It talks about he'll bury our sins and our iniquities in the bottom of the sea, no more to be remembered. And what's the sign that goes up? No
fishing.
No fishing, thank you. Because we're good sometimes at looking back. The past sometimes will cripple us. We've got to move on. Some of us have been hurt. Some of you have been hurt badly by actually Christians. What do we do when we're there? And we can sometimes find we get on better with,
I can't believe I'm saying this,
with some non-Christians we can get on better with than we do with Christians. Sad. Some Christians can be cruel and horrible and nasty. There should be no place in that in the Christian life, shouldn't we? We keep short accounts. We're not robots. We won't all agree. But we can talk and sort things out in love. We don't go bullying a china shop. And I've seen so many ministers whose lives have, you know, some at the point of wanting to give up because of the way they're treated. I don't know anything that's going on here. We thank God, as I say, and I mean it, for Nathan's lovely wife, their sister, and the rest of you, all of you. But we work on together, don't we? Serving God. So, so important. But to think what God's done for us, the believers pass as God, crucified with Christ. And we should rejoice tonight as we draw to a close. That was it. I knew I'd got it down. Micah 7, verse 19. I knew I'd got it in my notes and I could. Isn't that lovely? He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast out our sins in the depths of the sea. I knew I'd got it down there in my notes. And I've got it here in my notes in front of me and I'm still asking. Okay, there we are. What a God. No more to be remembered. So when we see that verse, we should rejoice over what God's done for us. You know, in the depths of the sea, don't beat yourself up over past things. We've got to move on with God's help. And we need God's help, don't we? And the Lord Jesus, he has paid the price for us. And that's why we've got that sign there. We don't want to follow that way, do we? It's all past. We want to leave it behind. We want the new life. Which direction's a new life going in, people? Which way? That way. Okay, up. Yeah, even better, up. We go. Boy. Full of energy tonight. Praise God. It's just a joy of this all. It excites me, honestly. Really does. Oh, to know and love Jesus. And as we finish, we've said all this already. Christ has paid the price. Hey, for our punishment in full. Nothing to be added. When the Lord cried out, it is finished, it means it is finished. It's final. It's complete. We haven't got to go to a priest. In a sense, as they did in the Old Testament. You know, Christ has made access through what he did on the cross. So in Christ, this is the other wonderful thing. In Christ, we're justified in Christ. Just as if, wait for it, we'd never sinned. Incredible. In Christ, though. In Christ, because of all that he did. So that we have access through him. What a God. What a Saviour. Come on, people. We rejoice. It's good news. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus. Well, may the Lord stir us all up that the work of salvation is finished, what Christ did. And yet for us today, we know there's still much to be done in want to conquer the lands around here for Christ. Well, may the Lord stir us all up to love him more. Well, I'm going to keep that up there. Well, let's just sing our final hymn. It really is lovely because it talks of God's love for us day by day. Here is love vast as the ocean. 242. Here is love vast as the ocean.